fine.
How's the song go? At first I was...
First I was afraid. I was petrified.
That's right.
Everyone, welcome. It's Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I've got Eva Crickson and Michael Johnson here.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Hi, guys.
You're aggressively holding your mics like newscasters, and I fucking hate it.
Hi, that. Welcome to Papa's Basement. It is 11 o'clock. Top news story of the night. Papa threw his back out at the gym.
I did.
I actually called him while he was at the gym. I thought he was eating.
Because it sounded so primal and sexual.
Yeah. You're gnashing your teeth.
Put it in me.
Oh, so that's not how you... This is how you really threw your back out. I was in the sauna. And this guy was like, you need spots. I have a perfect spot for you.
They were covered in those Eastern Promises gangster tattoos. I didn't want to risk it.
Eastern Promises?
Eastern Promises.
You ever seen that movie?
Eastern Promises.
What is that?
It's a movie.
Oh, it is?
With Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo Mortensen.
It's such a good movie.
It sounds like a Hallmark card. Oh, yes. It is your birthday.
It sounds like a candle
it's
scent.
It's a series.
Right.
It's a series Eastern of cards promises. We put together to reflect the Asian American experience.
Well, okay.
But, right, a candle scent.
Eastern promises.
Yeah.
I think it's pronounced candor.
Candor.
Oh, like I am not going to be on SNL now.
No.
That's the one thing you
I know.
Can't do.
Come on, guys. Who's ever listening to this? I had a really good audition.
Yeah.
Did you audition for SNL?
No.
Oh.
He plays this inquisitive robot that cannot stop fingering people. No. It is a great character.
I know. I just don't know how to do it during an audition. Can I have a volunteer?
So sure. The thing about robots is...
Right.
Lorne moseys on up.
Well, we're off to a good start.
Yeah.
It's already ruined one career.
Let's see if we can ruin everyone's.
Right. Yeah. No, I fucked up my back in the gym deadlifting 185. And I was there...
That's a lot of weight.
I threw my back out.
Deadlift 405.
Oh. Yeah, right.
I threw my back out picking up a comforter. This is like...
What was her name?
This is like 2 years ago. Uh-huh. And at the time, I was living with my wife and my wife.
You got to do it.
Yeah, I know. She had to take my daughter somewhere, and I was like...
My daughter.
She had to take her for like 2 hours, and I remember the only time I got up was the piss. Uh-huh. And I could barely walk, and I just went, and I made it out to my front patio. And I lived in like a townhouse development, and I just put on a long coat.
Gorton's fisherman.
Yeah. And I just made sure I didn't pee on the coat.
Why? It's waterproof. Yeah.
And then what?
I went to the hospital?
Totally
I just went it. Back inside and laid down on the floor.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was like Leonardo DiCaprio and Wolf of Wall Street when he was on Quaaludes. Like trying to make it out to my front patio.
I was picturing.
I died laughing watching that scene for the first time.
I just like, why don't they make Quaaludes
anymore? I know. It's such a shame.
I know.
They're like, yeah, we'll make benzos. Yeah. We'll make benzos instead. But right. Like, I heard the lewds were amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Howard Stern talked about them nonstop in Private Parts. So some of my first drug knowledge, reading that book when I was like 12-ish or something.
You were 12 when
yeah, it was him just... fucking waxing rhapsodic about lewds, right. Which he described as being drunk without the hangover. I'm like, I was 12 at the time, or 13, so I was like, what's a hangover? Like, I thought it was like something that adults kind of almost made up. Like, I didn't think
it's like real. It's like what people say now about blue balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, is that not real?
No, it's very, very real.
Extremely, yeah.
But you can get into like Twitter battles, you just read it online and
no, there's no such thing.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
They're a finger bot.
Yeah.
Wait, people like, so it's women that don't think
I think women probably well, are...
and then guys that, you know, want to fuck those women.
No, yeah. I don't really get them.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I'm always hard, too.
Yeah. I have one testicle. And...
My doctor says it does a yeoman's job. It makes enough testosterone for all of me. Do you want to breastfeed?
No, I got blue balls in the middle of a baseball game once in college. What? I don't know why.
So you got great the boner.
I know my back would hurt too.
So you got a boner.
No, it just like it's like your testicles just like throb.
Ugh.
Yeah, it just fucking hurts.
That's gross.
Yeah. Like yeah. Your boner goes down and it still just hurts.
Yeah.
Like it's like mild. It's like being mildly kicked in your balls, like, and it just doesn't clear up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking stinks. And the worst part about it, I don't know about you. But after
biggest dick here.
Yeah, if I'm like blue balled, I don't want to say like it's a thing with girls. Typically for me, blue balling is like I'm looking at porn and then like everyone comes back in my dorm room.
Because you're still in college.
Still in college, yeah. But even after you finally do that, which should cure it, it doesn't feel all that much better. Yeah,
it's just like mild relief.
Yeah, you still need like some noodle soup.
You need at least a couple fingers up your butt.
Don't forget the prostate.
Come on, finish the job.
That's how Fingerbot was born.
Yes.
What's Fingerbot?
His character.
Oh, Fingerbot.
The robot that can't stop fingering.
Your SNL character.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about this character I've been doing for years.
Yeah.
with the hopes of making
you've come
it
to just refer to him as FB.
FB, yeah.
Blue balls.
Yeah, I'm so fucking old that I hurt my left knee badly earlier today, just bending down to unscrew a lock. And then I went to the gym to do some squats to tighten up the kneecaps. Figured I would do some deadlifts while there.
Right.
Fucked up.
Were you really trying to impress some girl that was working out?
Dude, I am so far from being able to physically impress a girl. Like, there was a time, but it predates like Insta and Twitter. Like, I would have killed for that shit.
Were you the kind of guy that could not do a set without walking back to the mirror and looking?
No. I was all business. Like, I was waiting for girls to walk up and discover this hard body behind the butter face.
Oh.
And I used to be ripped to the point, like, in bars, girls would grab my arms. And I even remember, like, one time at a line for a strip club, a dude grabbed my arm. He's like, man, I wouldn't want to fuck with you. And I'm like, well, then stop touching my goddamn arm, stranger.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were...
Do you say it in that Sam Elliott voice?
Yeah.
Well, get off my arms, amigo.
Well.
But let me tell you about a guy named Big Lebowski.
Rufus, the fighting philosopher.
Oh, yeah. Was that from Roadhouse?
Little Roadhouse.
Yeah. Roadhouse.
Is that from Family Guy?
That's Family Guy.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Yes, you were very jacked. I can definitely say he's not
testify.
Lying. I can testify.
And then I just flushed it all. It's just years of not lifting, thinking it would hang around, and it didn't.
Yeah.
You have to keep lifting.
You have to keep doing really that annoying shit.
That's the
I treated it like a bike tire. Like I just pumped it to a certain point, and I was like, now stay.
And it was like,
now I'm just a flabby old inner tube tits.
Inner tube tits.
Inner tube.
I'm gonna Google that after this.
That's my character. Fuck off, Michael. Tube tits. God damn it. Yeah, I was just in so much pain today. I tried to stand next to you. I tried to sit next to you. I couldn't really do either comfortably. Like, anyone looking from the outside must have thought I had hemorrhoids. Because it was just like sitting for a bit, twitching, shifting my coccyx.
What, after you injured yourself, you just sat around the weight room?
No, like I pretty much called it quits after I fucked up my back deadlifting. But I'm saying during our show we just did, like, I was sitting and it hurt. So I was like, let's stand next to Michael. But then my left knee started giving out. So
I got to that show. I could not sit still. I was wound up.
You should plug it so people come next week.
Oh, our improv show?
Yes. You guys did amazing.
Just go to Comedy Nova.
Yeah.
Find that on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and there's a website, and you can see when we're going to be at Summers.
Wednesdays.
In Arlington. Every other Wednesday?
Yeah. Well, we got our nights taken from us.
We have some Saturday nights still.
Yeah.
I can't stop looking at your haircut.
I got a fucking haircut.
I complimented you on it in the car.
Yeah, but you.
But she can't stop looking at me.
Well, I think it's because the microphone's there, and you did mention that he was holding it like a newscaster, and with that high and tight haircut. So now he's.
Fellatio.
You ruined it.
The character of Blowbot.
Blowbot.
I now did. That was the Fingerbot.
Fingerbot Blowbot.
Do you have anything else? I have Blowbot.
Actually, I do.
Do you have any non-sexual robots? No. I'm a comedian. That's all I have.
If you want to know how hard up I am, I got suckered in. I go to an Asian
glory hole. Come on, kid. It's just in the bathroom right back here.
After my knee gave out, I fell like an AT walker on Hoth. And I fell mouth first against the hole. I couldn't go away.
Oh, yeah. I just fell into the glory hole. As I was falling down, I unzipped my pants accidentally.
The gentlemen were approaching the hole, and I thought they were trying to push me away.
I thought they were trying to help me.
Yeah, but
they were fellating you.
All right, we're
on my face.
So where'd you really get suckered in?
I go to an Asian barber shop. Like, it's
okay, a barber shop. Sure. And I lay down on the shower table.
And then out walk hand job. In one of those hats. You know what I'm talking about. And a kimono.
So you go to the Asian barber shop.
I go to the Asian barber shop. And it's, you know, mostly female with one dude named Tin. And I like Tin.
Tin?
Yes, tin. Yes, like the metal.
Like the precious like the metal?
Yeah.
Like the precious metal.
We make our Campbell's cans out of.
Isn't it a precious metal?
Tin?
That's what you give the tin.
That's what they used to use for medals in the Olympics.
That's what they give. You know, the 10-year anniversary, it's the tin. Yeah, that suck.
I think that's to like convey a 10 years is nothing. It's almost when you hit 25. Tin is like as worthless as it gets.
Tin is 10 years.
Oh my God.
I thought it was a precious metal.
Hey,
it's a paper anniversary. What do you think of the worth of that loose leaf over there?
Your boyfriend right now is listening to this, like looking at like the tin jewelry he just bought you.
He's gonna buy.
He's
your
like,
box
shut up!
And the Indians gave up Manhattan. Here's some yarn taped to a paper airplane.
Ooh, tin. I got you that tin necklace, baby.
Thanks, babe.
You care about me so much.
Can you imagine showing that off to, like, your girlfriend?
Look. Look what I
He got you fucking tin.
Let me speak to this motherfucker.
They would be, like, torn between being angry and trying not to ruffle the feathers in your obviously developmentally stunted brain. No, it's shiny. You're right. It's very bright and pretty.
Eva, we're just happy you found the one.
No, don't pick the googly eyes off.
All right, so you're at the barbershop.
I'm at the barbershop. Yeah. Last time I go there, there's a bunch of women of various ages and stuff. They're all kind of got, like, a little something wrong. Like, one of them got... It's like the Island of Misfit Toys. Island of Misfit Asian Pussy. But, like, there's one that...
Is there a Yeti? Yeah. The abdominal snowman? All right, go on.
One can't stop smashing the gong on her desk. No, there's one, though, that's like pretty much a smoke show.
Okay.
Pretty much a smoke show. And I got my hair cut by her like last time. And I think nothing of it. Like, I walk up, there's like a rotation going. And I kind of mock the people that are like, oh no, I'm waiting for, well, tin. I'm waiting for Tin's hands to caress me. I'm like, fuck it. They all do a decent job.
Right.
Except for the one that literally shaved me without any sort of shaving lotion on my
neck.
And I'm like, what is wrong with
me? Really?
Like, my skin broke out just as badly as you thought it would.
Wow.
So I learned her days. Like, I made conversation with that one. I'm like, so what days do you work? And she's like, Tuesday, Thursday. And I'm like, I will never be here. Tuesday, Thursday. As long as I live. But I get the smoke show. And the smoke show, I don't know if she was hard up for tips or something, but it's like brushing her jugs on my shoulder, like going like, you so handsome.
Where's this barbershop? And what day
Fuck
was
off.
This?
She's Ryan Johnson. Like, I walk in the next time, it's Michael laughing.
You're there like, you ever heard of finger butts?
She giggles.
No!
She's like half dressed.
Just her with a shirt on.
Yeah.
Michael's like, give me the high and tight.
Now let me cut your hair.
Michael's just in the chair, nude from the waist. Visible heart off through his little haircut bib.
I'm just picturing it. I'm sorry. I'm crying.
But the shoes are on.
Yeah, with the socks.
Because it'd be... God. You take your shoes off? You monster!
Visible shins, though. Yeah, visible bare
shins.
But the shoes are on. I don't want hair on my feet. Yeah, so she's like really laying it on, like fucking caressing me and...
So
I'm like,
handsome.
Jesus, lady. So, yeah, for like a $25 haircut or some shit. It was like a beard trim.
Right.
And, you know, a bunch of, like, leaning in, blowing hair off me.
Jesus.
What?
Yeah. Again.
Seriously,
like,
I have.
Faith. So, it's exactly like faith. Yeah. Faith. So, it's like going to an Asian brothel where they take the Americanized names on. It's like, hi, I'm Patty.
I'm Mary.
Yes. They get all their names from 50s rock and roll.
Betty.
Betty Sue. Would you like to fuck Peggy?
Peggy.
I'm like...
Rhonda.
Yeah.
Just trying to
they
think
have
of...
trouble with the R's. Not funny.
Guys, that ruined my career.
I've had to deactivate finger bun. So I she like passes me a card at the end with her name, the day she's there, like there's an eye with
maybe
a heart
she really liked
thing.
You
I don't know, man.
Well, how much did you tip her?
Oh my god,
$40 on it 25 was, I bet.
Yeah. 40 on 20.
I know how he tips.
40 on 25?
Yeah.
When he likes a girl, I know
you
how he
you gave her
tips.
65 total?
No. It was
no,
like
$40.
Oh, 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$15 tip.
That's a good tip.
So, I remember she's
you
there.
Don't know that. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
I needed to hear that. So I believe she's there like Monday through Wednesday. And I show up today. It's Wednesday. I've got a little time to kill. And I'm like, time for a little love off, from Faith.
A little off the top.
Yeah, exactly. Time to restore my faith. So I show up, and it doesn't even get awkward. Like, she's the only one open. Tin is snipping away. The girl with the vitiligo is snipping away.
Asian with vitiligo.
What's vitiligo?
The Michael Jackson disease.
Michael Jackson, where you get...
Where you have to suck off boys.
Well, that makes me feel better that it's a disease.
You have no control over it.
Wait. What happens to
it's
a girl?
It's a skin.
Does she get like really white?
It's like your skin gets.
You get patches. Yeah.
You get patches. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said patches. I'm depending on you, son. Thank you.
Wait, so not, it wasn't awkward. She remembers
you. Go right to Faith.
I go right there, yeah.
Because you gotta have faith.
I gotta have faith. And I sit down, and it's a little more businesslike than the last time.
All right.
I get it. You know,
maybe you didn't call her.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get a number.
No.
I didn't get a number.
She didn't have a ring?
I didn't see any hardware. No. But
no tin.
No tin ring.
No.
Nothing built to last.
Okay.
So
she's a little cold.
She's a little colder. Like, still friendly, but you know, not like fucking really leaning it in, brushing those erasers on me. And then I noticed like the very pungent aroma of garlic out of her yapper.
Wow. And, so you think she was self-conscious?
I don't. I just know
that could have been it.
I didn't get my money's worth this time because the entire it smelled like an Olive Garden trash can. And I mean, don't get me wrong. Would have gone for it in a heartbeat. It almost humanized her. I actually like. I really thought of you, Michael, in that moment, and your ability to like love female imperfection and actually get turned on by it.
Yeah.
Like when you're.
I would have gotten rock hard with their bad, their bad breath.
She's a human being.
God, I just want to wake up to you. Just you're asleep.
We'll marry
your,
you.
Yeah,
just fucking scampy.
I just want to hear you fart in your sleep.
I want to feel that warmth in my legs. And yeah, I was channeling my Michael Johnson. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, you eat garlic, bitch.
You should have just looked at him going, what's up? What's going on? Come on.
You and me. What happened?
Yeah.
Where's the magic, lady?
What do you think? What could be so pungent with garlic that she would have eaten?
Probably, I'm guessing, a pasta dish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that an Asian thing?
Maybe, you know, garlic. Maybe she eats, like, garlic cloves to stave off, like, colds and flu.
I thought that, too. Yeah. And I said that in the car when you brought that up. I was like, I made a coronavirus joke. Yeah. But a lot of Asians, like, in that culture eat, like, raw garlic because it's good
which
for
it,
you.
Which it does, on some level, like, kill bacteria.
Yeah.
I, as a kid, my mom... This is another story in the annals.
She gave me,
stuck it up your butt?
Yeah, she gave me garlic suppositories.
Yeah. We're both going there.
Yeah.
Up the butt?
Yeah!
My only complaint was the entire clove.
Yeah. And she made you wear lipstick.
She insisted on kissing the boo.
Put your lipstick on, John. We're going to put garlic cloves up your hiney before you go to bed.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like someone had a Greek friend growing up.
What did... She made you put it like...
Someone's recently watched Big Fat Greek
Wedding. Just imagine you wearing like a Dream Girls wig too. like a 1960s like doo-wop black lady wig.
Simpsons
yes,
of
with
yes. Why do I have to wear this? Keeps you well.
Germs hate perfect hair.
Pray to St. Augustus. And you'll be good.
From school, and you're like, you know, got a fever. Go put on your dress. Won't be upset. Go look pretty.
Drop the trowel.
Mom.
Nothing between your fanny and the healing.
All right. Oh, wait, so what would your mom do with the garlic? Like, what would she actually do?
You guys are going to sound so stupid. She chewed it up before spitting it up my anus.
She fed it to you like a little bird.
She bird fed you. She
bird fed you.
To your backdoor beak.
Bird fed you.
Backdoor beaker.
No, she, so I was a shit student. Like, I would begrudgingly do decently, but I did not have an ounce of academic, like, whatever you call it.
Prowess?
Inclination. Yeah. I didn't care about learning. Like, I just liked comedy, I guess.
Yeah.
And we had a family friend who worked at NIH. And this guy forked over his lab and would, like, let me in while I would march in like, my Metallica t-shirts. Clearly not giving a fuck while my mom directed things because I was like too young to drive there myself, and we conducted this whole like science fair experiment, like dumping actual raw garlic on petri dishes filled with pathogens and then like garlic pills and onions, and I was like this whole science fair thing because she gave a shit and I just didn't, and I was like my mom does everything for me.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the story. I was just at NIH fucking with garlic, and if you rub it on a surface of bacteria,
right,
it really does kill the shit out of it. I can fucking definitively tell you that. Chewing it, putting up your ass? I don't know.
But well, does that humanize faith a little bit for you?
It does. I'm going to liken her to a petri dish the next time I see her. She'll love it. Yeah, I brought up. I was like, what are you up to tomorrow? And she kind of just laughed, like, clearly not getting it. Like, it was just flashbacks to any hooker interaction I've had.
Like, oh, no.
What's she going, you know, what's going on tomorrow? And she's like, like, I just told the greatest joke. And I'm like, and I just kind of walked toward the register for 15 seconds. And then she's like, it's my day off. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm like, yeah, I remember your schedule. You put it on a card. Like,
and you put a little heart on the eye of your name.
Yeah, that heart was a lot.
How old would you say she is?
I don't know. She's Asian, between 20 and 59. I mean, if I had to guess, like, Eva's age-ish, maybe, but she literally could easily be, like, mid-40s. Like,
right.
Wow.
But she looks young, and I mean,
no picture of any kids or nothing?
No, no.
So she's not, like, I mean, your crush from Blue Ocean is gorgeous, but she's older.
Masako.
Yeah. She's
Masako from Blue Ocean.
She's older than
she's
all of us,
mid-40s,
don't you think?
Right?
Michael said smelled like bubblegum and dreams.
Yeah. How are you going to steal that one away from him?
I got on her Instagram. It's unreal.
Yeah.
She's got to be mid-50s. I mean, tight as
hell. She's a hard body.
Oh, yeah. Like
fake boobies, right?
I don't think so.
She's a huge Redskins fan, too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I guess I dropped her on her head in Okinawa.
No comment.
My career is already done.
Yeah, no comment, finger bot.
Right. None.
None. I want you to usurp Masako from him like you would
your
faith.
Third character, Michael.
Is that Lorne?
Yeah.
Michael.
I call him Cuckbutt.
Like garlic butt.
He follows this fat, hapless Greek around town, fucking every Asian servant that shows interest in him.
Cuckbutt. I just got it. It took me a minute. I'm really tired.
That's okay. I mean, we hit 30.
Oh, no, I don't.
Is that your character?
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Mike Johnson. I just want to. You did get an award. Let's read this real quick.
All right.
We just wanted to look at
Michael
this.
Michael Johnson, 1989, Spirit of the Tiger.
Spirit of the Tiger.
Yeah.
What was that for?
I'm taking a picture of this.
That was given to me for. I played another kind of league. It was not Little League, but it was same age group. We ended up winning like the state title, and then we went to regionals, and it was like this big thing, all-star game kind of thing. I ended up tying up the game in the last inning, bases loaded, two out kind of thing. Wow. We're down by one. And they gave that to me after the like the completion of the season, after we were knocked out.
This is the Spirit of the Poach Tiger.
The Spirit of the Poach. Yeah. There was a whole ceremony. This big dead tiger that
draped upon you.
That they had killed and snuck out of the zoo.
I just imagine that white tiger that attacked Siegfried.
Right.
They let him attack you.
Right.
I had to fight him off in order to receive the award.
They released you both.
But luckily it was a sickly tiger.
Okay. Was it a white tiger?
And it was the band White Tiger.
Of
band White Tiger.
All of them.
They presented that award at the baseball banquet. He's like, I think you guys know this next group. They have that little song. What is it? No, that was Glass Tiger. What was it? I can't think of the name now. The song. It's a really cheesy 80s song.
White Lion?
Glass Tiger.
Glass Tiger.
Song was...
They were big in Japan.
Don't Forget About Me When I'm Gone.
Oh, that was Glass Tiger.
Don't forget me when I'm gone. They came up singing that a cappella style with that award.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, I think I have something for this little 12-year-old.
Those are dudes that wanted to fuck kids. Just,
they had that disease that Michael Jackson.
Vitiligo?
Vitiligo.
Oh, my gosh.
They had patchy skin. And chunky cum.
And chunky cum. Because boys love that. Like chunky peanut butter.
I just nailed the coffin shut on my career.
Yeah, girl, I cum like Campbell's soup.
Somebody listening to this just retched.
Barfed out their potato cream of...
You should put that on there. Listen to this eating cream of potato soup. Or clam chowder.
Like Memento, it'll all come together at the end. Film yourself, no reason. Well... Shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, guys.
It was a tight pod.
It was.
It was, finger pod.
That was the tightest pod.
All right, guys.
My fingers stuck.
My God.
I can't get it out.
Oh. Master John, where do I put the garlic? I told you, finger pot.
Don't want a fever. If you guys want to see Michael Johnson's play Hate Mail.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not my play. I didn't write it. I just directed it and produced it.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. And cast it.
And?
And I got a lot of shit to do. I got musical accompaniment with Travis Plager, who's really, really talented.
Nice.
Awesome.
From iMusical, Washington Improv Theater.
Oh, shit, that dude, okay.
Yeah, he's, and then two actors, Brian Irons and Sabrina Shamir. It's at the Old Shebeen in Fairfax tomorrow night. through Saturday.
Yeah, Thursday,
7 o'clock.
Friday and Saturday. Seven?
Seven.
Seven. Doors at seven or be there?
Doors open at like 6:30, I think.
Okay.
So grab, it's a good place to eat.
I am
drink.
Looking forward to this.
Tickets are $15.
Yeah. Yep. I was last week, I walked in on one of your rehearsals. This is legit not a joke. One of the funnier things that's happened to me in a while. I had just come back from the Fairfax Chocolate Fest, where if you want to see me spend money on not Asians, yes, Michael, I was spending it on Nubian princess. it was an actual chocolate fest where
Fairfax Chocolate Fest.
Give money to a man who then gives you tokens equal to the dollars handed over.
What strip club was this?
Tearing through these tokens. You would have thought this was cum curing my vitiligo.
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 I just think of Viggo Mortensen. That kid's got Viggo Mortensen, you can tell. How old is he?
He's too young. Why?
Someone's going to say, Michael Jackson, did you know he had Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah, that's why they blew all those little boys.
We need to find a cure.
Why probably? So, I have to go back to Michael's rehearsal in the old Shebeen because my hands are covered in chocolate. And I have a bag full of chocolate. So, I march to the bathroom while Michael's directing his cast. I come back out and the guy in this performance is doing some sort of monologue. And Michael looks at me and kind of gives it like, what are you doing here? Mm. And I lift aloft my bag that has the logo for the Fairfax Chocolate Fair. And at that exact moment, as I hold it aloft, this guy who's delivering a very loud monologue screams, I am a pig! And I fucking like lost my shit. Yeah, it was the best timing I've been part of in roughly a decade. And so now I want to watch this play just to hear where the fuck in the context of it he screams, yeah. I am a pig, so I can just lose my shit.
It's about a quarter way through.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. So I can leave after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll be there all three nights.
I'll be there Saturday. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people that you've heard on the basement. Or about on the basement, like Fingerbot.
I will be there.
till the next one. We're out of here.
Bye.